The current bill has strong support from the families of people who have died at the hands of police. Kenosha police shot and killed Michael Bell's son in 2004, and Bell spent the past decade lobbying to change the law that allows police departments to investigate themselves. At a hearing on the bill that Bell helped draft, he said even when police departments ask a department in a neighboring county to investigate such deaths, they're not truly independent.
Why do you pick them? Are they cozy? Are they friendly? Is it reciprocating review? You clear me of any wrongdoing, I clear you of any wrongdoing. I'd like you to name one department in the state of Wisconsin that ever found another department shooting unjustified. They don't exist.
Bell worked closely with the Wisconsin Professional Police Association in drafting the bill, but WPPA President Jim Palmer says he's not happy with the result. He says his members support mandatory outside investigations but oppose the review board proposed in the bill because he says it creates an unnecessary layer of bureaucracy. Palmer also opposes a provision that would require any officer involved in a shooting death be tested for drugs or alcohol.
If there is probable cause to believe an officer has operated in an impaired way, then that test should be taken, absolutely. But I don't believe that that probable cause arises merely by their virtue of being involved in a police shooting.
The lead author of the bill, Republican Representative Gary Bies, says he's open to and expects many changes in the bill before it gets a vote in the Criminal Justice Committee. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.